Blog Talk Radio.
All right, I was with both granddaughters, went shopping for Mother's Day. They both got outfits, spent some time at the Five and Dime. Oh my, you can even find one of those, huh? Also went to the air base, got some food, slab of ribs for $9.50. You had a day. Did you get your nails done too, Roger? Very busy day today. That's awesome. That's awesome. That's a good testimony right there, brother. That's a good testimony. Well, it's 7:30. We might as well get started right off, just like we always do, and get ourselves a good head start on this evening. We're going to have a great time tonight studying the Word of God. I've got a word. I've got some verses. But if you got a question about the Word of God or your Christian spiritual life, now's the time. Type it in on Facebook or Zoom. Send it to me in Messenger or email hgpreacherman@gmail.com. And we will answer your question tonight with the Word of God, straight out of the Word. And hopefully plenty of verses to document the doctrine that the Bible teaches. I'm glad for your family and everybody in your life that has stood up for God. But the bottom line is all of us better make sure we are listening to and obeying God's holy word. And that means what's the Bible say and keep it in context. In Jesus' mighty name, here we go. Nope, clicked the wrong button. Let's get this one. There it is. Oh, I missed the gear. It's too bad you guys can't hear that motorcycle like I hear them. Pretty powerful. All right, here we go. Rise together with me. We'll make our pledge of allegiance to this great nation under God. We'll make our pledge of allegiance.
Let's get this guy to stop talking here. Oh, my goodness.
All right. Rise together with me. Render your honor. Let's make the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and public for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And now we'll have a moment of silence as we remember those who are missing in action, those who paid the last full measure of devotion, those who today bear the scars of combat in their spirit, their soul, and in their body. This moment of silence is in honor of every family of the fallen who will stand somewhere today in honor of their loved one's life lived and service rendered. This moment of silence will last for 21 seconds in honor of the 21 rifle volleys fired at the funeral of a fallen soldier. This moment of silence begins now. And now, if you will, join me in singing God Bless America.
God bless America.
land that I love, stand beside her and guide her through the night with the light from above, from the mountain to the prairie, to the ocean, white with foam. God bless America, my home sweet home. God bless America, my home sweet home. And now, join us as we pray our prayer assignment given to us by Almighty God, our Father, Jesus, the captain of the heavenly host, the head of the church, as I've sought him in prayer of what we should pray. These are a few of the prayers he's given us to pray. Say them as a prayer, but speak them as a proclamation. Because remember, you are an heir of God, a minister of reconciliation, an ambassador of the kingdom of heaven, and you are a king and a priest to our God. Here we go. Father, we pray this prayer and make this declaration as your children, the heirs of God, as the body of Christ filled with the fullness of God, as ministers of reconciliation, as ambassadors of the kingdom of heaven, by the power of the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name, we, the community of faith, declare, thank you, Father, that you have filled us with your Holy Spirit. Flow, Holy Spirit, flow with your presence and power in our lives. We receive your guidance through this time of ministry, that believers' lives will be changed forever, and that glory and honor may be brought to your kingdom through our influence today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen and amen. And now our prayer for the commanded blessing of unity. Father, in the name of Jesus, we gather our faith together right now, and we declare that all across this nation and around the world, wherever there is a church service going right now, we gather our faith together and we declare, may God bless them with the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. We thank you for it. We give you glory and we give you honor. And we give you the praise in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen and amen. It's all right. We just had to make one more thing here. There we go. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for us brethren to dwell together in unity. It is the precious oil running down on the edge of Aaron's garment. Unity. It's like the dew of Hermon descending upon the mountains of Zion. For there in unity, the Lord commands the blessing, life forevermore. Thank you, Lord. that this gathering of believers, the community of faith, Ecclesia, was established for one purpose and one purpose only, and that is to bring together the body of Christ so that they will know who they are in you and know exactly how much we have overcome our enemy in Jesus' mighty name. Ephesians 4:1. I beseech you, this is Paul, say it out loud. I beseech you to walk worthy of the calling with which you were called, with all lowliness and gentleness, with long suffering, bearing with one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace, knowing there is one body and one Spirit, just as we were called in one hope of our calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in us all. But to each one of us, grace was given according to the measure of Christ's gift. And I'll say it in a parenthesis, that he placed on the inside of you and me. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11. The leaders of the church working with the body speak it boldly. And Jesus himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers, for the equipping of the saints, equippers, for the work of the ministry, we're going to work, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Verse 9, Ephesians 3:19, that we may be filled with all the fullness of God. Let's say it again. Put it into first person. That I may be filled with all the fullness of God. If Paul said we, he's talking about us. Us includes me. So you might as well make it personal. That I may be filled with all of the fullness of God. Verse 14, Father, we speak this over the body of Christ across the United States of America, in every place, every building, every home, every coffee shop, out in the backyard, by a fire pit, where people are studying the Bible right now tonight. In the name of Jesus, we declare verses 14 through 16 over them, even if they don't even know what they're doing, that we will no longer be children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the trickery of men, in the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up in all things into him who is the head, Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and knit together by that which every joint supplies, causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. Say it with me. I bring my gift and my supply to this body of believers today. Use me to be a blessing to others. In Jesus' mighty name, in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen and amen. We join the voice. This is our patriotic part of our prayer. We join the voices of every great prayer warrior, patriot warrior, passionate patriot of this great nation, and we declare, God bless America. May God bless America. Thank you, Father, that you have blessed this nation since its founding, since that first person ever prayed a prayer, praying for the United States of America. We bless this great nation now tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal and are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. Among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Thank you, Lord, for the National Day of Prayer, when the nation turned its eyes to prayer once again and called on you. But Father, we pray it again tonight, as we do every night. There be a revival of prayer in this nation, in every state, in every region, in every county, in every city. We know you're already speaking to people, because long before we ever get to a situation, you've already been talking to people about how to solve that situation. And we declare our faith and our hope in you, Lord. We know that you have heard our prayer, and we know that we have the petition that we ask in Jesus' mighty name. Make this patriot prayer of dedication prayer together with me. Father, help us, the living. Say it. I am alive and well to be dedicated to the unfinished work which these fallen fought for and so nobly advanced. Help us be dedicated to the great task that remains before us, that from these honored fallen, we take increased devotion to the cause for which they gave that last full measure of devotion. We highly resolve that these shall not have fallen in vain. We declare this nation under God is experiencing a new birth of freedom right here, right now, today. We declare this government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from this earth. Long will our land be bright, freedom's holy light. Protect us, Lord, by thy great might. Great God, our King, forgive us of our sin, Lord, and heal our land. We seek your face. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen and amen.
Amen.
And a big amen. Thank you, Brother Roger. And a big, 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 big amen. Here we go. And now the declaration against the isms. I want you to boldly stand, well, you might be seated, but on the inside, or seated as a king or a queen, making a ruling as an ambassador. You and I are representatives of the kingdom of heaven on earth. And we make this declaration over our nation. Those of you from around the world, you make this declaration over your nation. Where you see me put the United States of America, say your nation, because this prayer works in any nation of the world. All of my prayers work in any nation of the world. The Holy Spirit designed it that way. Here we go. In the name, high above every name, high above every principality, high above every power, might, and dominion. In the name of Jesus, we stand in the blood and righteousness of Jesus. And we bind all the effects of the isms, atheism, secular humanism, communism, socialism, feminism, male chauvinism, racism, and all isms. It is impossible for your wickedness to overcome the United States of America's righteousness, which is our strength. Righteousness exalts this nation. God said, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. You have no right or claim or historic authority to our promised land. We know who we are. We will not yield our weapons of protection to you. You may think we have been driven off, but we, the children of God, have returned to our God and have joined together in agreement to rebuild every wall that seems to be torn down in the realm of the spirit and in the natural. We declare that every weapon you have formed against freedom comes back on you now. Every pit that you have dug for the United States of America to fall into, you fall into yourself and are destroyed immediately. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Psalm 144:14. Our enemies will not invade our land, and there will be no breach in our walls. These are the walls we are rebuilding, the walls of righteousness. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Now, let's go down here. Give me just a second here. And let's pray over our brothers and sisters around the world. Now, we're going to use the 1040 window nations as a point of contact for everybody else around the world. Many nations are already having their Sunday morning service right now around the world. And so we bless the world. We bless the whole world over the next 24 hours as they are worshiping God Almighty in Jesus' mighty name. We pray over the body of Christ around the world and Australia, Afghanistan, Albania, Algeria, Azerbaijan, Bahrain, Bangladesh, Benin, Bhutan, Brunei, Burkina Faso, Cambodia, Chad, China, Djibouti, East Timor, Egypt, Eritrea, Ethiopia, Gambia, Guinea-Bissau, Hong Kong, India, Indonesia, Iran, Iraq, Israel, Japan, Jordan, Kazakhstan, North Korea, Kuwait, Kyrgyzstan, Laos, Lebanon, Libya, Macau, Malaysia, Maldives, Mali, Mauritania, Mongolia, Morocco, Myanmar, Burma, Nepal, Niger, Nigeria, Oman, Pakistan, Qatar, Saudi Arabia, Senegal, Somalia, Sri Lanka, Sudan, Syria, Taiwan, Tajikistan, Thailand, Tunisia, Turkey, Turkmenistan, United Arab Emirates, Uzbekistan, Vietnam, West Bank, Gaza, Western Sahara, Yemen, and every other nation of the world. We bless you now today. We bless your leadership team to be wise and understanding. May the eyes of your understanding be flooded with enlightenment as the word of God comes forth. And may the blessing of the Lord that makes rich and adds no sorrow with it be yours today while you worship. May your enemies turn and come and join you by your side. May those of you who have been in persecution, in the mighty name of Jesus, we declare your persecutors turn their lives over to God in the mighty name of Jesus. May your testimony be a light, a bright and shining light in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We pray this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen and amen and amen and amen. And I want to finish up tonight. Well, what's going on here? I want to finish up tonight with our theme of the year and our verse of the month. Here we go. The theme of the year. Everybody say it with me. 2022. I am rewarding you. I am coming quickly. And my reward is with me. You will see many answers that come to you quickly. I am the God of answers and the God of the immediately. Revelation 22:12. And behold, I am coming quickly, and my reward is with me to give to everyone according to his work. I am the Alpha and Omega. I am the beginning and the end. I am the first and the last. Blessed are those who do his commandments, that they may have the right to the tree of life and may enter through the gates into the city. I like that. In Jesus' mighty name. Here's our May verse of the month and our opening statement. God loves to reward his people, his family, openly. Matthew 6:4. When we bless the needy, that your charitable deed may be in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will himself reward you openly. Matthew 6:6. When praying to the Father, when you pray, go into your room, pray to your Father who is in the secret place, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. Matthew 6:18. In seasons of fasting, do not make an appearance to men to be fasting, but to your Father who is in the secret place. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. As we often say, why did our Father tell Holy Spirit to write these verses in the words specifically? Let's find out the who, what, where, why, and when of God's will for our lives in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen and amen and amen. And
the great amen.
The great amen. Welcome back. Thank you for joining us for that time of prayer. Not sure. I'm not sure who thought it was a good idea to boot Brother Dan out, but we need him around here, so nobody be booting him out like that. I declare over our program today, this program comes forth unhindered, unchecked by any outside force. And the blessing of the Lord that makes rich and adds no sorrow with it is ours tonight while this program is a happening. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. All right, Brother Rogers said, I didn't have my nails done. I did go to the hardware store. They have all kinds of nails there. Yeah, that was a funny if you didn't catch it. My grandson have motorcycles. I get enough of the loud. All right. All right. Well, welcome, everybody. Good to have you with us tonight. It's Saturday night. And, of course, let's kick YouTube on here. We got Blog Talk Radio, YouTube, Zoom, and Facebook all happening tonight. Thank God for being back in the studio. Can't reach anybody outside in here, but it's all right. Too much wind out there tonight to be trying to bring them. It would just be blowing us right off the picnic table. All right. I want to give a testimony from Sister Leanne, and this is let's read a verse of scripture, and then I'm gonna give this testimony. I texted her and asked her if she wanted to tell it, but she said, she said that Dash is going like crazy, and that's what we've been speaking. So I'm just going to go ahead and tell the story. Let's do this. Go with me to Hebrews chapter 6. Somebody shout, I love the word of God.
I love the word of God.
Amen, Brother Roger. Brother Roger, it was good that you would type I love the word in on the other on Facebook. But doesn't it feel so much better just to be able to shout it right out loud?
Hallelujah.
I do. I think it's awesome. I love the word. And today when Facebook shut me down on when I was trying to broadcast the parade to you guys, I just made another decision like you have to do in life. And that is, I don't care what you do. You're not going to stop me. And you're not going to stop me from using Facebook or YouTube. And we're going to do the work that God gives us to do. And you're going to get involved and help us because it's why you designed your platform. Because your platform does not say no churches allowed. It doesn't say that. And so be who you said you are, and we thank you for you. May God richly bless you for it. Now, I'm in Hebrews chapter 6. Somebody make sure you put in some good references tonight. Or a bunch of you do it. Because we got somebody and all over the place tonight. This is awesome. I love it. I love being able to preach the gospel like this. So Hebrews chapter 6 is talking about the foundation principles of the kingdom of God. And we were studying that last week. And so tonight being question and answer session, I got a question about being an apostate. What is an apostate? We might get to that. But I'm going to start out with a good testimony. Last night was a testimony night. But Sister Leanne got an amazing testimony tonight, this afternoon, while she was doing Dash. And it doesn't mean everybody go out and do Dash or Lyft, either one, because it involves both of them. It means God is looking out for you and for me 24/7, 365. So let's go down here to verse number 9, Hebrews 6, 9 through 12. Yeah, let's not do that. Let's go down here, 9, and let's go clear through 20. Just because that's what we do around here. You ready? Hold your Bible up. We'll make our confession and get right into the Word of God this evening. Here we go. Say it with me. This is my Bible. I believe what God's Word says. I am what Jesus says I am. Because He is the great I am. The Holy Spirit of God. My resident teacher is making His Word come alive in my life tonight. I receive the Word of God and plant Him as a seed in the good soil of my heart, producing a hundredfold return in my spirit, soul, and body, in Jesus' mighty name, in Jesus' mighty name, amen, and amen, and amen. I don't usually have my ringer on.
But you got your bongos.
I do have my bongos. Isn't that something? Brother Ken, you blessed me, my brother. Isn't that something? Wow. I mean, Holy Spirit's amazing. I mean, I know you know that, but I'm getting ready to tell you a story about being faithful to God and what He tells you to do. And Brother Kim Brumbra tells me about me being faithful to Him. Goodness sake, who knows? That was a long time ago. A long, long, long time ago. Thank you, brother. I love you, Ken. Wow. Well, here we go. This is our Saturday night. It's going to be a good one right here. This is the title for tonight. God will not forget your work and labor of love that you have given to others. Nobody ask a question anywhere that I can see. So that's where we're going. Verse number 9, Hebrews 6, 9. But beloved, we're confident of better things concerning you. That's those who are going apostate. And Paul's like, we're convinced of better than you. Yes, things that accompany salvation. They don't make your salvation. Salvation is by grace through faith, but they accompany it. Though we speak in this manner. Verse 10. For God is not unjust to forget your work and your labor of love, which you have shown toward his name, in that you have ministered to the saints and do minister. And we desire that each one of you show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope until the end. Verse 12, that you do not become sluggish, but imitate those who through faith and patience inherit the promise. Verse 13, I love this. For when God made a promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no other, no one greater, he swore by himself. He made an oath. He declared an oath by himself, saying to Abraham, surely, certainly, blessing, I will bless you. Multiplying, I will multiply you. So, after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. 16. For men indeed swear by the greater, and an oath for confirmation is for them an end of all disputes. He's talking about making oath now. 17. Thus, or therefore, God, determining to show more abundantly to the heirs of promise, you and me, the immutability, the unchangeableness of his counsel, confirmed it by an oath, that by two immutable things in which it is impossible for God to lie, we might have strong consolation who have fled for refuge to lay hold of the hope which is set before us. Remember Hebrews 11:1, faith is the substance of things that we hope for. Doesn't have to have faith to be hope, but faith has to have hope to be faith. Woo, that was a deep one. Just keep moving. 19. This hope we have as an anchor of the soul. This is not a wishy, maybe, mighty, someday, I sure, hopey, hopey, wishy it could happen. This is a confident expectation and knowing that God's going to work. That's what Brother Dan was teaching. Be sure and steadfast, and which enters the presence behind the veil, where the forerunner has entered for us, even Jesus, having become a high priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek. Now, welcome to everybody on Facebook. It's good to have you with us. Welcome to everybody over here on YouTube. It's good to have you with us. Zoom, Blog Talk Radio around the world. We've been battling with learning some new technology things. So in the last week and a half, you guys on YouTube and Blog Talk Radio haven't seen as much of us as what you normally would. But we're here. We're not going away. And we learned a lot about how to make this happen. And we're bringing it to you again. Ready? God will not forget your work and your labor of love that you have given to the kingdom of God. Now, I read this whole portion because it all goes together. But this is my story to you today. Needless to say, let me say that differently. As you've been watching us throughout the last 2 weeks since we've been back from Michigan, you can tell there's been somewhat of a battle going on here. And so, naturally, as wise students of the Word of God, we've gone back into the Word. God alone in the Spirit said, Holy Spirit, instruct us and teach us, show us the way in which we should go. You know, reveal to us what you are. And, of course, the first thing that happens, hey, Brother Michael Carr, welcome, man. Good to have you with us tonight. Good to have you with us. Good to hear about you emptying out your room, man. That's awesome. Bam. There it is. Destroy that devil. Francis Franzatagos. Welcome, 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 welcome. We're in Hebrews chapter 6, verses 9 through 20. You can see that right in the references. Now, as you and I are in the kingdom, just living our daily life, being a blessing to anybody that comes, God, on purpose, takes our path across people so that we can be a blessing to them and help them know who our God is, right? And you never know who it's going to be. But hopefully, we have taught you effectively that every day, all day long, everywhere you go, say, Father, in the mighty name, I want you to help me have a divine encounter with people today so that they will be able to know who you are. So, here's the story from Sister Leanne. Now watch this. When we were driving Lyft here a couple years ago, we began to minister to a lot of people. We played Christian music in the car. I always had my Bible on the, up on the dash. Everything in the car is Christian. And our own spirit is a Christian, is a believer, I should say, a believer. And so in living our life and people getting in and out of the car, driving Lyft, we had a lot of people in and out every day, probably, I don't know, you know, 25, 30 people a day we were driving around the city. Each of us, right? So that means we were driving about 60 people a day. And from time to time, people would get in and out of the car. If you're looking for a way to be a blessing to people in your community, and you want to be able to shake their hand and say hi and be a blessing, that Lyft car, man, if you don't mind putting some miles on your car for Jesus, and your car can handle that, man, that puts them right inside the car with you. And it's not long after they meet you a couple times, they're saying, you know, would you pray for me? People said it all over and over. Would you pray for me? And gives you an amazing opportunity to pray for people. I remember one night I was right over here at a convenience store right next to us. It wasn't the night. It was the middle of the afternoon. I picked a lady up, and when she got in the car, she was visibly, very obviously, very shaken. And her spirit was troubled. She was crying. And she got in. She sat down in the front seat, and she just put her head down. She was more than crying. She was weeping. And so I just started praying in the spirit. I'm like, Jesus, help me here. I got to discern, is this a fake and she's doing this for male sympathy, or help me see what's going on. So from where she lived to that convenience store was about a mile. And I'm just praying in the spirit, went through a couple stop signs, pulled up at the convenience store. She asked me if I could stay and then take her back. I'm like, sure. And she hesitated to get out of the car. And I said, you know, ma'am, I don't know anything about your life, but you don't have to keep getting beaten like that. Now, guys, that was a complete word of knowledge. But I knew I was supposed to say it. And by then, I had seen some bruises on her arms. And I said, why are you doing that? And she said, I don't know. I think I love him. And I don't remember what my next statement was. I think it was a word of the Spirit. And I said, you know, God put me across your path today to tell you, you don't have to put up with this. And he will help you get free. Well, then she just busted out in tears and crying and sitting right in front of the convenience store, you know, in the middle of the afternoon. And I just began to pray, just Jesus, Lord, have mercy on this situation. Bless this sister. And she got out and went in the store and bought some more liquor and came back. I'm like, what are you going to do with that? She's like, well, if I don't take it back, he's going to beat me again the next time. I'm like, well, why even go back there? What do you have? You got to get free. And we began to minister to her that day. And then she was truly able to get free. Now, that's one of those stories. Another story, same neighborhood. I used to pick up a man who was a horrible alcoholic. And he'd get in a car and he would just stink of urine because he had been drunk and urinated on himself, and he stunk so bad that he would get drunk, he'd fall down, he'd urinate on himself, he'd go over to the store and get more, and the Lyft drivers would not even pick him up because he would leave the stench behind in their car. And the first couple of times I picked him up, I tried to say something, the Holy Spirit said no. But then one day I just called him by name. I'm like, I need to pray for you, brother, get free from that. He goes, oh, my goodness, would you please pray? I got to get free. I prayed for him. I didn't see him again for 6 months. Had to go to Salvation Army for something. I don't remember what I was in there for. Well, we were picking up bread and delivering it around this community here. And he was standing in line. And he said, hey, preacher. So I turned and looked at him. Obviously, he was talking to me. I'm like, how you doing, man? And he told me his name. I'm like, wow. My prayer worked, huh? He goes, yes, God touched my life. Leanne's driving. These are just some stories of God bringing people across our path. If you and I will just every day say, Lord, help me be a blessing to someone else, and then be out there where he can actually help you be a blessing. He'll help you be a blessing. Now, you can't give him the whole gospel in one setting. You got to learn very much to listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit. And rather than give a bunch, give him a little and let God help you. But there's a lady that Sister Leanne used to pick up, and rather often would drive her across town, and she worked in a factory. And one of those people that was just in a horrible situation because of substance abuse and physical abuse, it was just messed up. And one day as Leanne was driving her, she said to her, could I pray for you? And she had, I forget what she had. She had some kind of a bad disease process in her body. And the lady's like, yeah, you can pray for me. And so on that day, she prayed for her. And you know how we are. We speak life. And life more abundantly into you. And she blessed her home life, blessed her family life. Watch this. And interrupted death and destruction. I bind you, death, and I loose life. Everybody say that. I bind you, death, and I loose life. Today, we get a call downtown to the coffee shop. Leanne goes in, standing at the coffee counter, and the lady says to her, "Ma'am, did you used to drive Lyft?" She goes, "Yes, I did." She said, "Do you remember me?" And she said, "Well, give me some information." She told her about the disease, and Leanne's like, "You worked at that factory." And she said, "Yeah, I did." And Leanne said, "Her whole being has changed." She's like, "Wow, you got out of the factory." She said, "Yes, I did. And I got out of that situation. And God completely healed me in my body." She had lupus and fibromyalgia. Anybody that's with us tonight knows what those two are all about. And today, in a week, this has been the last 2 weeks, been pretty tough weeks here for us. Just being faithful to do our daily duty. God brought back across our path somebody that we prayed for. And look what verse 10 says. Hebrews 6, 10. "For God is not unjust to forget your work and labor of love which you have shown toward his name in that you have ministered to the saints and do minister." Now, this lady was someone who was just seeking God and wanting to have a better life but not knowing how to get free. And God healed her of lupus and fibromyalgia, got her out of that bad factory situation, got her out of all the substance abuse situation, totally transformed her life, and brought her across the path of Sister Leanne today. And gave us a powerful testimony that something we did 2 years ago when we prayed manifested, and we got to see the blessing of it today in this day. Say it with me. God will not forget my work and labor of love. Evening, Kathy Angaroni. Good to have you with us tonight. Want to say it with me? Jesus, I want some more testimonies just like that one. Where in your daily life, God uses you to be a blessing to other people. God used me to be a blessing to other people. Amen and amen and amen. Go with me to Acts chapter 4. Acts chapter 4, verse number 1. And we're going to go down through verse 10. Nah. Anybody ready to just read some verses? Let's just do it. Amen. Amen, Brother Michael. That's what we all are. And you know, one of the things that we've always got to be very specific on, I'm probably going to deal with it a little bit later on here tonight, is everybody's got a past. Everybody's got something that they lived in their past. But that past, once you meet Jesus, that past no longer matters. It does not matter. Matter of fact, the more we focus on it, the bigger the battle you have to fight to win it. And thank God that where sin abounded, grace does much more abound. And that's what we're dealing with here. Healing room along. Thank you, Jesus, for touching the people. We pray for. Amen. Some of you might have a same kind of testimony that I just gave. That might be, we might just roll with that here in a little bit. Because that's what we were dealing with last night. But I want to read this right now. I want to read Acts chapter 4. And let's read. I think we're going to just read this whole chapter. It would do us good to read the whole chapter. So here we go. Amen, Brother Dan. The healing room all along. Thank you, Jesus, for touching people we pray for. And, well, Brother Michael, you just keep having yourself in the place where God can use you. And God will use you. He will. He's used you online many times before. But, you know, one of the things we all got to learn is to hear, we got to hear God's voice down inside here. It's not hear him in these ears. It's hear him in here in that inner witness. And then that hearing that in the inner witness will cause us to be in the right place where Father has set up a supernatural divine appointment like that to cause people to be able to come to know our Lord and Savior Jesus in the mighty name of Jesus. Here we go. Acts chapter 1. No, Acts chapter 4, verse 1. Now, as you might even make sure you follow along in your Bible. Now, as they spoke to the people, the priest, the captains of the temple, and the Sadducees came upon them, being greatly disturbed that they had taught the people and preached in Jesus' name the resurrection from the dead. Now, I want you to see that who's doing this. The priest, the captain of the temple, and the Sadducees, all religious organizations, angry that these men were teaching in Jesus' name. Verse 3, they laid hands on them, put them in custody till the next day, for it was already evening. However, many of those who heard the word believed, and the number of the men came be about 5,000 who believed. Now, let's say this about this factor. Remember what we learned in the later on in the book of Acts. Some mock, believe, and some say, "I'll hear you again on this matter." That's just how it goes. That's what happens in the kingdom of God as we're doing the work of the ministry. Some mock. Some believe, and some say, "I'll hear you again." Now watch this. Verse 5, came to pass on the next day that their rulers, elders, and scribes, as well as Annas, the high priest, Caiaphas, John, and Alexander, and as many of the family of the high priest were gathered together at Jerusalem. So this is a religious organization. This is the ruling religious organization. Very big, very educated, very powerful, very politically powerful. But watch what God's men say. Verse 7, when they set them in the midst, they asked, "By what power or by what name have you done this?" Remember, the man was in the temple, lame, and they came in there and said, "Silver and gold, we're not going to give you today. We say, in the mighty name of Jesus, rise up and walk," and leaping and jumping and shouting and doing all the things that you weren't supposed to be doing in the temple, he did, and everybody saw it. And 5,000 men believed because of that testimony. God wants to perform miracles, signs, and wonders in our lives on this earth so people will believe. When you and I begin to flow in miracles, because our hearts are submitted to the plan of God and walking with God every day, then we become masters in the situation. And the marvels cause people to say, that's marvelous. Watch. Verse 8. I'm in Acts 4:8. Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if we this day are judged for a good deed to a helpless man, by what means he has been made well, let it be known to you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified and God raised from the dead, by him this man stands before you whole. Now, if you'll go back over here, I'm going to draw a line in my Bible because I like to do that and connect verses on opposite sides of the page. Go back to 3:16, Acts 3:16. When they were standing there in the temple, this is what they said. And his name, through faith in his name, has made this man strong, whom you see and know. Yes, the faith which comes through him, Jesus, has given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. So Peter had said it the day before. They spent all night in jail, and they're standing in front of him, and Peter's looking right at him saying, yes, I used the name of Jesus. Verse 11, Acts 4:11. This is the stone which remember, guys, you can help us tonight on the different apps that you are, platforms that you're in, if you'll help us by putting references in. That way, in the future, anybody who's viewing this will be able to have that reference right in front of them as they do it. Here we go. Makes studying the Bible easier. I am in verse number 11, Acts 4:11. This is the stone which was rejected by you, the builders, which has become the chief cornerstone. He's telling them, you rejected Jesus. Nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. It doesn't matter what Hollywood star, movie personality, famous preacher, or anything else that says there's a different way to salvation than Jesus. The Apostle Peter laid it out right there. There is no other way, other name under heaven, by which man may be saved. Let's keep reading. Verse 13. Now, when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, and the fact that they were uneducated and untrained men, they marveled. Remember what I said a minute ago? When you and I begin to see miracles manifest by our prayers, through our hands, laying on hands of people, because we're carrying the anointing of Jesus with us everywhere we go, people will marvel. Look what it says. They were uneducated and untrained men. They marveled, and they realized that they had been with Jesus. Do you want your life to be able to touch other people like this? The number one force that will make that happen is that you get alone with Jesus in your prayer closet before you ever go out that door. Why? Because then you will look and you will act and you will seem like Jesus. They'll be able to tell that Jesus is in your life. The word of God that you're living in every day, that word is what's going to make you strong. And that word is actually Jesus, the living word. So when we rush out of the house having spent no time with God, then we get outside in our humanness. And supernatural things only happen from the supernatural, which is the word of God in prayer and our faith. God doesn't make miracles happen just because somebody wants to flow. God wants his miracles to happen through those who are listening, are willing and obedient, and are walking in the paths of righteousness for his namesake and growing and developing in him. You don't have to be like me. You don't have to see it like I see it. You don't have to do it the way I do it. You have to have a relationship with Jesus and be walking with the Father. And then he'll bring someone across your path. At that moment, it's so important that you've spent some time studying the word so that when you stand in front of them, there's something down inside that has the ability to come up out. And Jesus said, out of the abundance of your heart, your mouth is going to speak. If you have been raised by people that tell you you should be broke, busted, and disgusted in order to be close to God, that's what's going to come out of you. It's in your heart. If you've been raised by those that say God's going to beat you down to see how tough you are and to give him glory, that's what's going to come out of you. That's not God. What needs to come out of you and me every day is Jesus Christ. And him crucified is the name above every name. And at his name, every knee bows. Cancer, confusion, fear, trials, tests, persecution. He's not sending it. And at his name, it all bows. You know, the Bible says many are the afflictions of the righteous. But that's not sickness and disease. That's persecution because you're standing boldly delivered. That's what those persecutions are. And then it says, and God delivers them from them all. How ignorant of a God would it be to put it on you so he can take it off? That's a psychopath. That's not our God. Thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And Jesus came to give you life and life more abundant. Let's keep reading. I'm back in Acts 4:13. When they saw the boldness of John, Peter and John, and perceived they were educated, uneducated, untrained men, they marveled, and they realized that they had been with Jesus. Seeing the man who had been healed standing with them, they could say nothing against it. You cannot speak against a mighty miracle that everybody can tell just happened. When they had commanded them to go aside out of the council, they conferred among themselves, saying, what shall we do to these men? For indeed, a notable miracle has happened through them is evident to all who dwell in Jerusalem. Look what it says. And we cannot deny it. But so that it spreads no further among the people, this is what the enemy always is going to try to do. Let us severely threaten them that from now on they speak to no man in his name. The enemy is always going to do his best to get you to shut up and not be a witness. Don't let him do it. It don't matter if it's the chief priests and the counselors or that bunch of weird religious people that are continually trying to bind you down to a bunch of rules and regulations that don't have anything to do with God. Get away from them people. You're just going to give yourself to the spirit of religion, and it'll control you. spirit of religion is what gives people headaches and nausea and vomiting and all kinds of other stuff when they start getting close to church. It's a demonic spirit. You're not possessed, but it's trying to function with you because you fellowship with it and with people who have it. Woo! I'm preaching better than you're staring right now. Verse 18. So they called them and commanded them not to speak at all or teach in the name of Jesus. Now watch this, because you and I are going to be facing this more and more every day. Look at 19. Peter and John answered and said, whether it's right in the sight of God to listen to you more than to God, you judge. You're a religious leader. You judge it yourself. However you judge, you're going to be judged by that. Verse 29. For we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard. And these men had seen miracles by Jesus every day that they were in the ministry with Jesus. Every day. Hold your place right there and turn with me to Mark. Mark chapter 16, this verse keeps coming up inside of me, so I'm going to throw it in here right now. God is not unjust. He will not forget your work and your labor of love that you have done in his name, but he wants you to do some more. Some of you may not be able to get out of your house. I encourage you to keep asking God to help you get out of your house. Bless some people. He'll show you what to do. Walk in that path as he shows you. Most of all, every day tell him, I'm willing, use me to be a blessing to others. Look at this. Mark chapter 16, verses 15 through 20. Mark 16, 15 through 20. And he said to the disciples, go into all the world, to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved. He who does not believe will be condemned. Oh, I get it. And these signs will follow those who believe. Somebody just type it in. I am a believer. I am a believer in Jesus' mighty name. I know what I'm getting, what's going on in my end. Some of you, if you're putting in verses of scripture, thank you. I just don't get to see all the comments because I don't get to see all the comments. And you might be typing it in and it not be working, but it's all right. Just keep going. Amen, Kathy. I am a believer. Everybody just type it in. I am a believer. See, that's what you and I got to do to make these verses. Amen, Sunday. That's what you and I got to do to make these verses come alive in our life is grab them and begin to make them personal, make them ours. Jesus said, these signs follow those who believe in my name. Who believe in my name. They will cast out devils, demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents. And if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. Because you are a believer, everything that I just wrote about Jesus is true in your life. Sunday and Kathy Angaroni and Phyllis Raymond, Brother Dan, Brother Roger, thank you. Welcome, Mary, Pastor Rick. Those of you that's with us on Facebook, make sure you click like or love because that lets us know you are here and you are a part of the program. Now, those of you on YouTube, if you sign in once and make one statement, then we get to see your name and we'll pray for you by name. Those of you on Blog Talk Radio, send us an email, hgpreacherman@gmail.com. Send us a card or a letter, P.O. Box 43-4315, Williston, North Dakota, 58802, where today It was 79 degrees. The snow is all gone. All 45 inches of snow 2 weeks ago have completely melted in Jesus' mighty name. Now watch this. Don't just stop at verse 18. Amen, Roger. I love the word. So then the Lord, after he spoke to him, went up. And he sat down at the right hand of God. 20. And the disciples went out everywhere and preached. The Lord working with them, confirming the word preached through the accompanying signs. What are they? Cast out demons, heal the sick, speak with new tongues. You, no matter if you drink something deadly, even if it's coffee or Mountain Dew, it'll by no means have any effect on you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Keep it going. I'm back in Acts chapter 4. Just had to throw those verses in. Look at us go already on a great Saturday night live. Saturday night, Jesus is alive, question and answer session. Wow. Don't you love stories like we told tonight? How God does things? Right here in the middle of me getting ready to tell you Sister Leanne's story, Brother Ken Brumbaugh sends me a picture. He said, I'm going, listen to this from Brother Ken. I'm going through my ministry tools and found this veteran Bible you gave me when we met in Michigan at your church. Many souls have been touched since that day by you and by me. We have both grown to be worthy of, have grown to be worthy of the approved. I love you, Brother Sam. Born again, said it. Now watch this. I gave him this Bible. It says, do you need a prayer? I wrote it right in the front of the Bible. Sam at samcottle.com. Thank you for your service. And then on page 274 and 275, I actually wrote a prayer right in the Bible. And what had happened is there was a bunch of our troops in Michigan being deployed. And so I got a bunch of veteran Bibles from what's your name, Brother Webster? Anyways, a biker or a Christian veteran organization. And I think we bought like 200 of them, and we gave out 75 to a couple of units that were deploying. I told you those stories before. And then I met Brother Ken at a truck stop one day. Listen to this story. Brother Ken's a part of the program. This is, goodness sakes, Ken, almost 20 years ago now, brother. Wow. Brother Ken's a truck driver. I'm in Corunna, Michigan, just out. You know, Flint is a suburb of Corunna. And I pull in this truck stop. I'm on my Harley. And I, look at this. I see a prison van. You know, that they carry prisoners in. And I'm not getting fuel. I'm just pulling up there, going to get me a cup of coffee. I've had a full day of riding, and I'm getting ready to head home. And the guy driving the prison van is a friend of mine who goes to Dr. Barclay's church in Midland. So I see him, but he didn't see me. And he went in the store, and he's getting himself a coffee and some snacks and stuff. I went in and got my coffee. And watch this. I want you to know how anointed my next action was. Number one, I was anointed to ride a motorcycle. Number two, I was anointed to drink coffee. Number three, I was anointed to pay attention to my friends and people around me. Be anointed. I go in the store, and I see him. He ends up right in front of me, but he doesn't see me yet. Of course, he's got his pistol on, everything. And I know him, and I stick my finger right in his back, and I, like, reach for the sky, buddy. He's about 6'2" or 3", big guy. he turns around with fire in his eyes. Of course, he's a prison guard, all right? He turns around with fire in his eyes. And, of course, I'm standing there smiling. He's like, "Preacher, you're going to get yourself hurt, man." I'm like, "You wouldn't hurt me. I know better than that. And I know you're well trained, so you're not going to pull that gun and shoot in the store, so I'm all right." Now, you ready for this? Watch this story. So we just kind of talk. I buy my coffee, and we go out. And we talk all the way back out the van, and I get on the motorcycle. He leaves in his prison van. Brother Ken Brumbaugh, who sent me this right when I started speaking tonight, and who's a part of our programs, partner with us here, watched it all happen in the store. He walked right out of the store up to my motorcycle. He said, "You're a man of God and a preacher, aren't you?" I said, "Well, yes, I am." He said, "I got something for you." And we walked all the way over to his semi and became instant friends in the realm of the spirit and have walked beside each other. He lives in Dayton, Ohio. I lived in Michigan. Now I live in North Dakota. We walked beside each other, and it's been at least 15 years now since that day happened, at least. God confirming his word, because we're not afraid to be bold, not obnoxious. Quit being obnoxious. Bold. Say only the words he wants us to say, especially when he only wants you to say a few words. Don't say a bunch. And when he wants you to say a bunch of words, don't say a few. That's why you got to get along with God every day before you go out into this world, so that you can make a difference in people's lives. And what a testimony, Brother Ken. This was a week where I had to very specifically fight some very specific battles. Hang on, guys. The wind's getting strong here. I got to close this window. That's going to help that situation out. Now, let's get back to Acts chapter 4. How's everybody doing tonight? Can I get an I love the word or hallelujah or anything? Kind of got people scattered all the way across the platforms tonight, but it's all right because we sure do love every one of you, and we appreciate you being here. Brother Roger, you're the only one that's live, so give us a big amen or something.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen and hallelujah. Let me get back over here to my comments. Mary Pastor Rick, how you doing tonight, ma'am? Love you.
Howdy, Mary.
I love the word. Praise the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God. Now, don't hesitate if you have a question to ask it in here, because that's what tonight's all about. And then we're going to go back to verse 18, Acts 4:18. And I'm going to finish this chapter, I think, sometime before 10 o'clock tonight. Lord says, be a sister if few words. That's interesting. Kind of dreading tomorrow. I'm missing my mom badly. Well, amen. Amen. And I'm going to pray for all of you moms here in a little bit, right here on the program. What'd you say, Roger?
I forgot.
Love you, brother. Here we go. You ready? Let's read this. Verse 18. So they called them and commanded them not to speak at all or teach in the name of Jesus. I can see a smirk on Peter's face. Peter said, Whether it's right in the sight of God to listen to you bunch of yahoos, more than God you judge. For we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard. So they further threatened them, and then they let him go. They knew they had to let him go, finding no way of punishing them because of the people, since they all glorified God for what had been done. For the man was over 40 years old on whom this miracle of healing had been performed. Somebody say this right now. Give us some mighty miracles that the whole nation can see happening and nobody be able to deny it in Jesus' mighty name. I'm in verse 23. And being let go, they went to their own companions and reported all to the chief priests and elders and said to them, they had a Saturday night, Jesus is alive meeting, but it wasn't online. So when they heard that, they raised their voice to God with one accord and said, Lord, you are God who made the heaven and earth and sea and all that is in them, who by the mouth of your servant David have said, why did the nations rage and the people plot vain things? The earth, the kings of the earth took their stand, and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against his Christ. They're quoting the Psalms, and they're scratching their head. Then, just like David was scratching his head. Verse 8, 27. For truly against your holy servant Jesus, whom you anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate, with the Gentiles and the people of Israel were gathered together to do whatever your hand and your purpose determined before to be done. Now, Lord, now look at verse 29. These are some powerful, powerful, powerful verses. Verse 29. Now, Lord, look on their threats and grant to us your servants that with all boldness we may speak your word. Not obnoxious, bold. By stretching out your hand to heal, that signs and wonders may be performed, may be done through the name of your holy son, Jesus. Now, hold your finger there. That matches verse number 10. And then that matches verse number 3:16. That it's his name and faith in his name that makes you strong. It's his name. It's not you or me. It's not because I've been a Christian for 47 years. I don't have nothing to do with it. Unless, of course, in those 47 years, I've grown closer and closer to God and my confidence level in his name has grown. And in his name and faith in his name, we will be made strong. Now watch this. 31. And when they had prayed, the place where they were assembled together was shaken. I keep looking for it to happen with you and me. We get done praying and the whole place just shakes. Why? Because of the presence of God. It's in my life and in your life and in our lives as we go out into the community to be a blessing to other people. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. And they spoke the word of God with boldness. Bold and yet full of compassion. Faith works by love and compassion. Very bold. Look at 32. multitude of the believers, of those who believe, were of one heart and one soul. Neither did anyone say that any of the things he possessed was his own. But they had all things in common, and with great power, the apostles gave witness to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. And great grace was upon them all. Nor was there any among them who lacked, for all who were possessors of lands or houses sold them and brought the proceeds of the things that were sold, laid them at the apostles' feet, and they distributed to each one as anyone had need. And Joseph, who was also named Barnabas by the apostle, which is translated son of encouragement, a Levite of the country of Cyprus, having land, sold it and brought the money and laid it at the apostles' feet. You know, that's a very powerful thing to do when that's what you're supposed to do. The chapter 5 shows people that sold property and they did it to be seen and they died in church. And yet, when you read about Joseph or Barnabas, look what it says in 34. All who were possessors of lands or houses. That means these people had worked and had gained possessions of land and houses. And I got a word for you. After this day, when they sold this stuff, they still had to live on this earth in a house and own some land. That was the way the nation of Israel was. Seventh year, the year of Jubilee. Everything was returned to its rightful owner. Why did the Holy Spirit put it in there? Who knows? He knows what he's doing. Well, yeah, we know. Because we know he knows what he's doing. Now, go with me to John chapter 14. John chapter 14. Somebody shout, I love the word. Roger, go ahead. Shout, I love the word. I love the word. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. What did Phyllis pray? Heavenly Father, give us some mighty miracles so the whole world will know that you hear our prayers. We pray this in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. May they come to you, me. May they come through us because of his name and faith in his name. That's why they come. Thank God you're a believer. I've been a believer since I was 12 years old, 47 years now. There's a whole bunch of those years that was a struggle just to believe until I met some men to say, open up this book, put down all your other books, find out what God said and believe him. And as soon as I did, life began to change. Sometimes in the kingdom, it seems like it's an easier thing, an easier process for people if they're just cold, hard sinners than it is for you and I who were born around the church, grew up in church, and learned a whole bunch of church ways. Bottom line, guys, whether you're just a dirty dog sinner that came to Jesus or you grew up in church, you got to get this book out, and you yourself have to find a way to take what these words on these pages say, get them off that page and get them into your life and working every single day. And that's you. That's your deal and my deal. You know, when I was with Brother Michael, it was so awesome to see him. He got a serious amount of zeal for the Lord. When I showed him eSword and what it has the ability to do, he came alive with, I'm searching this word and that word and this word and that thing, and I'm doing this. And he took that app, course, you know, the younger generation, took that app and began to make it power in his Christian life. And not just being a hearer of the word, but a doer. Not just studying Bible studies, studying what you can use today and walk out that door and go be a blessing to someone else. That is now, you're not just being a hearer, but you're being a doer of the word every day. Roger, I'm going to get to all of your verses and questions that you ask.
No problem.
Thank you, brother. I'm in John chapter 14, and I'm going to read 10 through 14. John 14, 10 through 14. 14, 10 through 14. I'll let the verse people catch up to me. Make sure on whatever platform you're on, you type in the verses, which helps us truly. John 14, 10 through 14. Thank you, Brother Dan. Thank you, Sunday. Thank you, Kathy and Mary and whoever else is Phyllis and all you guys that's doing it over there. You might put the verse in and they tell you that's against the community standard, but put them in anyways. Verse 10. Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me. That's what Jesus said. And that's what you and I have to be saying. The Father who dwells in me, he does these works. Believe me that and the Father in me, or believe me for the sake of the works themselves. Brother Dan posted it in there earlier. God called this a healing room. And you know what? That's what it is. And you and I have seen over and over and over again, we've seen people's lives absolutely radically change because they got connected here and God's been blessing them. Every one of you have had a prayer answered that's here tonight. Every single one of you have had a prayer answered since you've been here through this healing room. It isn't me. It is his name and faith in his name that makes it come to pass. Jesus said, if you can't believe in me because of my name, then believe for the work's sake. And Dr. Bill Winston was saying that tonight in that opening 10 minutes I gave there, Sister Audrey. He was saying it, that when you begin to function in miracles, you become a master and people begin to be drawn to you. But you can't seek miracles for miracles' sake. You and I have to seek to help people get themselves in line with Jesus. And as we do that, whatever miracle is necessary for them to be reconciled to Jesus and know who he is, that's the miracle that will be brought forth. If you're just walking down the street trying to perform a miracle, just because you want to perform miracles, you're just looking for some kind of power to flow, and that's going to end up in putting you in the wrong spot. Because there will be a demon spirit that'll give you some kind of power and put somebody in front of you to do something to take you astray. See, our ministry is to go into all the world, preach the gospel, make disciples. And in that process, every miracle that is necessary for your life and mine will perform in Jesus' mighty name. Sometimes those will be huge miracle crusades where thousands and thousands and thousands of people are healed. Let's pray for our sister Kathy right now. If you have a prayer in your heart, she's asking for prayer for her voice. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the process that we are praying, we're teaching right now tonight, you promised us. Well, you just said it right here. He who believes in Jesus, the works that Jesus did, he will do also, and greater works, because Jesus went to the Father and gave us the Holy Spirit. Now, Holy Spirit of God, we speak over our sister right now. Be made whole. Brain and all of its connections, jaw and all of its connections, voice box and all of its connections, we speak life into your body right now, Sister Kathy. Lift your hands and say, I receive it. Say it, I receive my whole being restored from this stroke. Shompande klisa vina kandabusa na kapati. Ando seka randa deba shela kana manando vidivisa. Endo lastiti barba kirinando mashin. Enda kula. I speak in the prayer language of heaven the mystery to this. Enda nustikamane kala. Embrende de sifata. Ando simana kibili etama. Onde la samba kli vedeba ena nisto de demonde ambala sude kishtaka di robala ande le sene monaco vidibondeba in the mighty name of Jesus. Slip your hands and say, I receive all of your power. Whatever you need tonight, you receive. Just say, I receive all of your mercy. I receive all of your grace. I receive every miracle that you have for me in my life right here, right now, tonight, in Jesus' mighty name, in Jesus' mighty name, in Jesus' mighty name. Shendo makalasine monika. Ane noste calibavidite. Ano malise de baribando costa balakiti. Endo bandiziva shamana kichele. Endada bava somana kite bedebadakata. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Just say it, Kathy. I receive it done right now. I receive it done right now. Whatever you need, I receive it done. I receive it done right now for my eyes. Say it with me. I have eyes to see spiritually and physically. I have ears that hear physically and spiritually in Jesus' mighty name. I declare my body is filled with strength. Reach your hands up and just receive it right now. The power of God is flowing right now. Just reach up and receive it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Eyes see. Ears hear. Body be strong in the mighty name of Jesus. 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 Lord Jesus, Father God, I was blessed with clear speech after my stroke. I ask in Jesus' name that Kathy's speech return to her clear so that she can continue to be a strong witness for you. Amen, Mary. There it is. The healing room. And the prayer of agreement. two most powerful forces there is, where God says, I'm going to put my name here, and I'm going to put my witnesses here, and that's you and me. Amen. I speak it over everybody that's listening anywhere around the world. If you have weakness in your body, a broken bone, a sickness, we learned tonight about lupus and fibromyalgia. We deal with autism on a regular basis here. I declare every person dealing with autism that you are free, delivered, transformed, and released. And we give you the glory. And we give you the honor. And we give you the praise in the mighty name of Jesus. 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 Now, Shandu Leka Timana. And Nosta Pandeleva Kitan. And Ambonde Lebara Dikitan. Ando Lemrana Siberebaraka. Onde Lambara Sindirika. In the mighty name of Jesus. His name. Faith in his name, by the power of the Spirit who raised Jesus from the dead. Say it. The Holy Spirit living in me.
Holy Spirit living in me.
Has healed me from the inside out.
Has healed me from the inside out.
In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Now, this Brother Rogers' question. David talks, Lord, I don't know. Did he mean God? Use the Lord's name, because David was before or after Jesus came on earth. 1 Corinthians 15:20. What is the meaning? Now is Christ risen, the first fruit of them that slept. All right. So when David speaks of the Lord, he's prophesying about Jesus. But, of course, in the Old Testament, they use the word Lord many, many, many times. And Jesus was the is the captain of the Lord of hosts. So the word Lord was used often throughout the Old Testament. It's one of the it's one of the indicators in the Old Testament that it was actually not an angel that was standing there, but it was the Lord himself, the captain of the Lord of hosts. The word Lord is used 6,065 times in the Old Testament. So, and 691 times in the New Testament. So, I think it's interesting that in the Old Testament, there is almost 100 times more uses of the word Lord in the Old Testament, which is a manifestation of who God is. So, you know, when you see David using it, many times he's prophesying and about Jesus and what's going to happen with him. But then also, they also knew him as Lord. And, you know, when Jesus showed up to Joshua before Jericho, he said, who are you? And he said, the captain of the Lord of hosts. Well, that's Jesus. Jesus is not only Lord, he's in charge of all the angels. That's his assignment in heaven. Now, 1 Corinthians 15:20. Let's go and grab the verse in actuality. 1 Corinthians 15:20. You know, David was before Jesus. David is prophesying about Jesus. Jesus was saying, I'm going to be on that throne. Jesus was the one that created David. And Jesus is the one that said, David, you're going to be, as your one of your kin are going to be on the throne throughout eternity. So they were hand in hand. 1 Corinthians 15:20. But now Christ is risen from the dead and has become the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. Now, what that means is that Jesus was the first one to be crucified and died and then rose again. He was the first fruit. He was the seed. So he's also the first fruit of those that rose from the dead. And it is an example of you and I dying to Christ in baptism, coming up out of the water, a new creation. Old things have passed away, and all things become new. Let's keep reading. 21. Since by man came death, by man also came the resurrection of the dead. You'll notice 21, that verse man is capitalized. That's the man Jesus. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ all shall be made alive who believe in him, each one in his own order. Christ, the first fruits, afterward those who are Christ at his coming. Then comes the end when he delivers the kingdom of God and to God the Father, whom he puts an end to rule, all authority, and all power. So Jesus died for our sins, was the sacrifice, supreme, once for all, rose again from the dead, and was an example of what you and I will be, not you and I, we're probably going to go into rapture, but those who have fallen asleep, they'll be raised up together again. Everybody pause for a minute. I had a thought this week. I want to try it out. Now, let's see. Can you hear me? Somebody give me a heads up if you can hear me. Is it Roger? Is it Ann? Yes, no, maybe so. All right. Healing room all along. Amen, Brother Dan. That's a powerful word. Now, Kathy practiced. I remember in history class. Can't spell it. Anyway, he had a speech impediment. So he put pebbles in his mouth and went up and down one hill reciting speeches so he could become an equivalent speaker. Moral determination and practices. How does Kathy? And the healing power of Almighty God. Oh, I can't hear you, but you could hear me.
Correct.
Thank you, Dan. Thank you. All right. That works. That works. All right. Hallelujah. So, yeah, I think it's about time to shut down, although I could go for another while yet, but thank God we've had a great program. Thank God we didn't have nothing interrupt us, and we're able to just all sit here and be here together. I like the possibility of being outside where you can have people hook into it. So that's what we say on a regular basis. Here am I, send me, Lord. Go ahead, Dan.
Yeah, if you don't mind, we're praying for him. I have a couple prayer requests.
All right, go ahead.
One is for a little young lady that I asked prayer for before, named Bailey. She's 14 now. The last 3 years, she's been fighting a liver disease. They found out she doesn't have some substance in her body to make her liver function. It just isn't there.
All right.
Her grandmother told me, and she says there's no cure for her. I said, yeah, there is. And we keep believing she's going to be healed. God can make that work out. So I'd like to lift her up in prayer, and then I was talking with my neighbor, he's a farmer. And he had a boy pass away, it was an accident at work. And anyways, his one little boy, he has bad stomach aches every morning. Really bad stomach aches, you know, wants to go to school. Come to find he don't. It's because of a fear that he's afraid to go to school because when he comes back, he don't know if his mom's going to be there. So that fear's got to go away.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
And he'll be delivered there, so.
What was his name?
To young people. I don't know his name.
Okay.
But it was good. We had a chance to pray together anyways today. Out in the field.
Amen. Amen, 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 amen. That's
organic for you.
Right?
What's that? Okay, this Bailey is the, what is it, the liver?
Yeah.
Well, there was no liver to begin with.
There's a liver there. It doesn't function. And she has dialysis every 2 weeks.
Okay, was the father in Vietnam?
I don't know that.
Okay, because if that sounds like it might be one of the things that is attributed to Agent Orange.
Wow.
Okay. I'll ask and find out, Roger. I appreciate that.
My granddaughter was born with only one working liver. And my grandson was born with the lungs developed. And when I talked to VA, they says, oh, that's not part of it. You have to have this mesothelioma. And I says, wait a minute, why are so many Vietnam veterans that were sprayed and betrayed? Why is this going on? When everybody prior was healthy.
Yeah. And that's a good word, Roger, because that helps all of us to put this to prayer. And every one of us knows somebody from Vietnam or even Korea. That is a prayer that we must continue to be praying for them, because it is a very true process. And like Brother Roger said, it not only affects the person that got sprayed, but it'll affect another generation, and sometimes we'll skip a generation and have an effect on them.
It'll be third generation. And I found this out. There was 100 military bases in the United States that were in Orange.
Oh, my goodness sake. Guinea pigs.
Watching, when I was in basic, watched the C-130. Now, Fort Knox is not an air base. Me and two other trainees were looking outside. Is that C-130 on fire? Because all you see was this vapor trail flying real low to the ground. The next day, we went out. There was no vegetation. Gone. And now they're trying to get rid of the bases that were sprayed with Agent Orange.
Yeah.
Because by proving that you have Agent Orange, the generations, the government must pay for college and disablement of that child or children.
All right. All right. Well, let's pray for Bailey, and let's pray for this little boy, and let's pray for our Vietnam veterans, because this is a very powerful thing. It's interesting how this stuff all comes up, but thank you, Dan, for saying it, and thank you, Roger, for reminding us. Father, in Jesus' name, we speak over Bailey no matter what the situation is with the Lord.
We speak over Bailey no matter what the situation is.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
We speak life and life more abundant.
We speak life and life more abundant.
Into Bailey's life and body.
Into Bailey's life and body.
In the mighty name of Jesus. Now, I declare right now, in Jesus' name, that all the effects from the very verse of Scripture that we use tonight, no deadly chemical will have any effect on her body. We speak it over all of our Vietnam veterans. We speak it all over all of their families. We declare in Jesus' mighty name that this chemical, you must bow to the power of the Holy Spirit now. In the mighty name of Jesus, the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead out of hell is what's giving life to our body to force this chemical process to have no effect. We declare all of the genes and the DNA of the body is free from the effects of it. We declare all of the systems of the body are free from all the effect of it. We declare in the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, that there is a release physical body of every one of those that's connected to us tonight in any way. And we declare Agent Orange or any other chemical sprayed on us or our fathers during any situation, it has no effect. And all of their scientific tests trying to use humans like guinea pig rats, in the name of Jesus, we release your power from our body right now in Jesus' name. And we speak life and life more abundantly to our families, our children. We speak life to Joey, life to Dane, life to Phil, life to Andrew, all these people that have had autism. We declare in the name of Jesus, there is no lasting effect of this chemical or any other in our body in Jesus' mighty name. Everybody do this. Just lift your hands up to heaven. Pray this prayer with me. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
No matter what chemical I've ever taken.
No matter what chemical I've ever taken.
Or had sprayed on me.
Or had sprayed on me.
Maybe it was in my clothes.
Say it again?
Maybe it was in my clothes.
Maybe it was in my clothes.
Or in my food.
Or in my food.
Or in my environment. I speak over my own body.
I speak over my own body.
That the same Holy Spirit.
That the same Holy Spirit.
Who lived in Jesus.
Who lived in Jesus.
Lives in me.
Lives in me.
And gives me life.
And gives me life.
Just like Jesus had life.
Jesus had life.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
In the mighty,
in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Isn't that an interesting thought, Kathy, that both your father and Matt's father were exposed to Agent Orange and Joey has autism? Now, we've already spoken in the name of Jesus that no matter what, that autism has been arrested. It must stop in its tracks, and Joey is made whole no matter what. But isn't that an interesting question and an interesting thought process to look at? Now, this takes us to the next part of this night, which is this. We're going to receive communion in a minute. And on the night that the children of Israel received the first Passover, they were all healed in their body. from any of the effects of slavery for 400 years and any of the effects of Pharaoh and his food, any chemicals he made them that ingest, anything he did to them, they were all healed because the Bible said they went out that day with silver and gold, and there was not one feeble one among them. So that's what the communion service does for us every time, every time we receive it. Now, why am I saying this? Because you and I, we don't have any idea what the government puts in stuff, how many of us are being used by like guinea pigs. We know our men in the military, they were used like guinea pigs and given all kinds of stuff they don't know about. And they were being used like lab rats. And that's wrong, and that's a violation, and the government shouldn't have done it. And this is what you and I say, regardless of all that. By his stripes, I am healed. By his stripes, I am healed. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Hey, Saints, before you go, there was a book group called the River Rats.
Yep.
My cousin was the captain. And the water purification units that were set up to purify the water out of the Mekong Delta, which all rain brought the Agent Orange into the Mekong Delta, he died from Agent Orange.
Wow.
And I was going to VA, and they gave me this bag of drugs. So I got back here. I went to the pharmacy, and I says, can you tell me what these are? And he took a look at them and goes, it's going to take me 3 or 4 hours to figure out what these are. He calls me up, and he says, come get them. So I went and got this grocery bag. I said, what is it? He goes, I looked in the generic. I looked in the actual pills. It's not there. And I said, what is this? He says, government's doing experimentation on veterans and servicemen.
Wow.
So it's still going on. And this has been since 1980, probably before then.
Well, and I want to say this to you also. Remember this, guys, that any of the veterans you know who were in Somalia and in some of those conflicts, there were some horrendous things that were done to them in some of those places. And anybody that had anything that had to fight anywhere where Saddam Hussein was spraying them with stuff all the time. So that this is our answer, is that you and I, as a healing room, as ministers of reconciliation, you and I have got to continually be speaking life over our DNA, over our genes, over your family, over your children. You know, now that you have heard this tonight, Kathy, you and Matt, from Brother Roger about Agent Orange, make sure that in your prayers, you just speak Mark chapter 16, verses 16 through 21. You just speak it. No deadly chemical will have any effect on us. It's what we should all be praying every single day over our food anyways, because you have no idea what they're putting in our food. You have no idea what they're spraying in the air. If you haven't seen chemtrails going across our sky, you're not paying attention. But the idea is, God said, Jesus said, the day he ascended, no deadly chemical will have any effect on you. And you and I just got to live it. Don't be afraid about it. Don't live in fear of it. But now that you see it, well, now bless your children. You know, like Bella, you just pray over every day. All of my children from my life on, well, their genes and their DNA will be affected by nothing of this chemical process in the mighty name of Jesus. Same thing with Roger. All of my grandchildren and children will grow and be strong, have many children, and nobody will be affected by this process another day in our family in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, some people are like, well, Pastor, is all that necessary? No, you can be bound by it. Or you can speak the word of God that Jesus said to speak, and you can be free from it. And some of you have family members that are veterans that cannot deal with life. And it's because of the traumas of war and the things that were done to them while they were there. And so I encourage you, I truly encourage you, that you just got to keep, in the day we live, you just got to keep speaking it. You don't know what they're putting in the food. You don't know what they're spraying in your community. Don't worry about it. Just live and be strong. Now, I want to show you one more verse. Psalm 105. And 37 through 41. Psalm 105, 37 through 41. Thank you, guys, for all of your expert help tonight putting in verses. Psalm 105, 37 through 41.
What was that? Mark 16, what?
It's Mark 16. Yeah. Mark 15. Hold on. Brother Dan's got it in there somewhere. Mark 16, 15 through 21. 15 through 21, yeah.
Thank you much.
Here we go, 37. He also brought them out with silver and gold. Why did he put that in the Bible? Holy Spirit did that. And there was none feeble among his tribes. None. God doesn't waste words. Egypt was glad when they departed. Fear of them had fallen upon them. He spread a cloud for a covering and fire to give light in the night. The people asked, and he brought quail, and he satisfied them with the bread of heaven. He opened the rock, and water gushed out. It ran in the dry places like a river. He brought them out with silver and gold, and there was not one feeble one among them. All right. I got to get my verse in just because we haven't been there in a while. Romans chapter 8, verse 11. And since, Romans 8, 11, and since the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, in me, he who raised Christ from the dead also gives life to my mortal body through his spirit who dwells in you. And I'm gonna take Kathy's word that God gave her the other day. I'm not just surviving, I'm thriving. I am not just surviving, I am thriving. Phyllis Raymond's preaching. The same Holy Spirit that lives in Jesus lives in me. That is the reason he can rightfully expect me to do everything he did when he was on earth. So as he is, so are we in this world. Preach, our dear sister, preach. Them are some good words right there. The same Holy Spirit that lives in Jesus lives in me and you. You might want to copy that down. That is the reason he can rightfully expect me to do everything he did when he was on this earth, as he is, so are we in this world. Wow. Now, Pastor, how do I copy that again? You click it, and then it gives you the opportunity to pin the comment, block the comment, or delete Phyllis. Okay, that's not the right answer. You find her comment. Oh, there you go, and you click reply. There you go. Then when you get the white screen, now hold it down, and it gives you the opportunity to copy. And then you can take that and paste it in your notes. That's a powerful statement that Phyllis just wrote there. Yeah, that's a powerful statement, Phyllis, because what you're using is Romans 8:11, 1 John chapter 4, verse 17, John chapter 14. You're putting all those together in that confession. That's a powerful statement right there. You ought to copy that down. Here, let me grab that. I'm going to copy that and see if it'll fit over here in the YouTube world. It did. Good job. Fit into YouTube. And I'll stick it here in Zoom. That's a powerful word. Thank you, Phyllis. Where are we at? It's time for us to be finished here. As he is, so are we in this world. That's a powerful statement. Let's pray again. Father, man, you've taken us around the corner, up over the hill, out in the valley. We watched the sun set, the moon over the lake. You alone are worthy, Lord. We declare right now over Matt and Kathy and their lives. We declare over their family members' lives. We speak life and life more abundantly into your lives. Remember, when you're dealing with the enemy, you don't close your eyes while you're shooting your weapon at your enemy. You keep your eyes open. Some people are like, Pastor, you don't close your eyes when you pray. When I'm shooting at my enemy, I want to make sure I'm hitting my target. And I'm not going to have my eyes closed when there's an enemy that's going to be shooting at me. Well, Phyllis, that's good. Thanks for not putting the references in. And somehow that one stuck around. So thank you, Holy Spirit, for helping us there. Amen. 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 So that's why when you guys watch me pray, I don't pray with my eyes closed, because when you're dealing with an enemy, you don't close your eyes. Keep your eyes open. When we close our eyes, that's what we use to worship our God. And our enemy never gets any of that from you and I. Don't do that. Open your eyes and you look straight down at the ground and you command that devil to get underneath your foot and crush his head in Jesus' mighty name. Now, let's pray. Goodness sakes alive, I'm just keep going. Sister Rebecca, welcome. Father, in Jesus' name, as we close this time of teaching, thank you for the wonderful, awesome, amazing, powerful word of God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Lord, we worship you. We worship you. We give you glory. We give you the honor. We give you the praise. David said, I will lift up my eyes to the hills from whence comes my help. My help comes from you, O Lord. You made heaven and you made earth, and we glorify your name. Father, thank you that you have given us your word. And when we see the principles, you've already given us the assignment to move on them immediately and see great victory. And we move now. Agent Orange and every other government chemical, your power is broken right now in the name of Jesus. Every chemical of every man trying to destroy us in our food, in what we drink, we render your power broken and our bodies free from heavy chemicals and all kinds of vaccines and all that garbage they're trying to put on us. No, silence the mouth of these people. May the truth be seen, and may revelation knowledge come to every person that these people are lying and they should not be trusted. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Thank you, Lord, for healing in Jesus' mighty name. Now, I have to do what I did the other night and go get my communion elements. So somebody sing or read the Bible or something while I run and get my communion elements. God bless my wonderful wife, Leanne, for all of her help down through the years in Jesus' mighty name. We'll take communion now, so I'll be right back. Something new all the time here, isn't it? Don't worry, we just got up and walked out to the other room. Now, for those of you that are home, we receive communion almost every time we come here. And it's certainly our focus. So we encourage you every day. Make sure you stop by and are part of our programs so that you can enjoy the communion service just like Jesus said. He said, often as you do this in remembrance of me. And we believe the word often means often. Eat some juice and bread and water, whatever you got. And it's in the Gatorade, the one man. And Jesus said, the fruit of the vine, grape juice, and then broken bread or unleavened bread is what he used. Let's receive it now. Father, wait, this is how we're going to do it? I'm going to read the verses of scripture right out of 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Like Jesus gave them to the Apostle Paul, we're going to pray the prayer of salvation so we know everybody's right with God. That qualifies you to receive the communion elements. And then we'll give you about a minute's worth of instruction and bless the elements. We'll receive the bread, bless the grape juice, and receive it. That's our process. Here we go. 1 Corinthians chapter 11. The verses are in the notes of the program. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took the bread. And when he blessed it, he broke it, and he said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Verse 25, in the same manner after supper, he also took the cup, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. As often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often, verse 26, as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death, his redemptive work, until he comes. Let a man examine himself. Verse 28. And so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. That's what Paul said. Let a man examine himself, and then let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. Verse 31. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. 1 John chapter 4, verse 17. Love, God's love, is perfected in us, amongst us in this, that we might have boldness in the day of judgment, whether by man, by devils, somebody speaking against us. Why can we have boldness? Because as he is right now, so are we right now in this earth. He's the head and we're the body. Can't separate us. Perfect love casts out fear and the torment, the trauma that goes with fear, because fear has torment. Trauma, we bind you in people's lives now. We bind the trauma of every family that's had to deal with autism. We bind you, trauma. We break your power, fear. In the name of Jesus, which is the name that's above every name. And these people are free tonight. And their family's free. Because of who Jesus is. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Well, Jesus said, Jesus was teaching Paul, and Paul said, let a man examine himself. How do you do that, Pastor? You look at yourself and say, I'm a mess. I need Jesus. You examine. You know you did. You know you need him. Now you pray the prayer of salvation, prayer of rededication, the prayer of reconciliation, where you are made in a perfect relationship of oneness with your Father. Now you're right with God. You pray this prayer as we lead you right now. In 60 seconds, you'll be right with God. And you'll have a good start on your Christian life. Here we go. Pray this with me. Father, in the name of Jesus, I know I need you in my life every day. And according to John 3:16, when I believe in you, pray it with me. You give me everlasting life, and I will not perish. Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God, and you rose again on the third day for me. Put your hands out and say, I receive you into my life. All of your love, all of your mercy, all of your grace, all of your righteousness, filling my life right now. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. So I live in power, understand the word of God, pray in my heavenly language, and live a successful life as a believer every day. I pray this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen and amen. Now, I'm going to ask some of you that's on Facebook, if you would, to come on over to Zoom with us and pray the prayer. As we pray over the elements, pray it right out loud with us, if you would. And I don't know if the cat or the dog is tearing the wall down over there, but it's all right. We'll be all right. Now, you may have just prayed that prayer and say, wow, Pastor, what just happened inside? Well, you said, Jesus, I believe in you. Come into me. And you trust me enough to pray the prayer. You can tell on the inside something's going on, and you want to trust in God, so you prayed the prayer. And so Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, just came to live within you. He did. Jesus, the light of the world, just came to live within you. He did. Jesus just brought all of his righteousness to live inside of you, which is his love, his mercy, and his grace. And now you don't have to worry about fighting sin in your own strength. You fight it with Jesus' righteousness, which is perfect. And it always lives. Now, having said all of that, you might say, wow, that's amazing, Pastor. I didn't even know all that was happening. Well, we know because we've led a lot of people into the prayer of salvation, the prayer of reconciliation with the Father. We know that that truly works, so we know what to put in there. And now you are already a long ways ahead of some people who are never trained or discipled in anything in God. That's the value of this body of believers that we're a part of, because we have hundreds and hundreds of videos on this kind of teaching like we had tonight. And even some that were just flat out crazy funny and just, you know, every time we meet, it's something different and it's wonderful. And we want to make that a blessing to you and help you walk with God. Here's your responsibility every day is to just say, Father, help me walk with you. Wake up in the morning, look up in the bedroom at the ceiling and say, Father, help me walk with you. Stop in the middle of your day and say, Father, help me walk with you. Pray over your food at night and say, thank you, Father, you helped me walk with you. And when you lay down in your bed at night, look up at the ceiling in the dark and say, Father, how did I do today? And then listen to him, and he'll help you walk with him every single day, in Jesus' mighty name, in Jesus' mighty name. My email address, hgpreacherman@gmail.com. It's in the notes of the program right down there. You'll be able to find them. Click on them notes and you'll see the email address and the website. On the website is this communion service. I recommend that you take the communion every day because it'll be a blessing to you and your family and establish the word of God in your lives. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Now, everybody pause just a second. I keep having this thought. And I've not moved on it yet, but I'm going to do it right now because I hate it. I don't like it when I keep having thoughts of what to do, and then I don't get it done. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to get it done right now. And this way, it'll help me be motivated that tonight when I get off of here, I'll go make this happen. Now, what I've just done
What is that?
This is our website. Oh, I thought I could make it get bigger. This is the communion prayer right off our website. Bigger. Hmm. There you go. Can you see it?
Uh-huh. Yes.
Let me see what it looks like. Oh, it needs to be darker print, doesn't it? Can we read
it
yet?
I can make mine bigger.
Oh, wait.
Just on my phone.
Hold on just a second. I don't have mine on landscape. Oh, that's big enough to read, isn't it?
Yes.
All right. So that's what I want everybody to do. Now, you guys that are with me on Zoom, just read right out loud with me. We're not going to read it responsively. We're going to all read it at the same time. So here we go. You ready? I thank you, Father, that in the fullness of time, you sent the fullness of Jesus to redeem my life from destruction. Jesus, I thank you for giving yourself for me so that I can be complete in you every day. Thank you that none of my sins are imputed against me, and I am now a new creation in Christ. As you instructed your disciples, Jesus, I receive these elements today. This bread, representing your body broken, and this juice, representing your blood poured out for me. I do this in remembrance of all you did. Whoops.
For me.
I'll get it. You were wounded for my transgressions. You were bruised for my iniquity. The chastisement for my peace is on you, Lord, and by your stripes I am healed. In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body, in my mind, my will, and in my emotions. Nothing missing, nothing broken, every joint supplying in my body from your
body,
Jesus. In the body of Christ, in my community, and around the world, wherever you send me or this prayer, I receive the bread, your broken
body
broken now, in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's receive the thank you, Jesus, for your blessings and your broken body that gives us life in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Here we go. Let's now pray over the juice. By the blood of Jesus, I have been redeemed. By the blood of Jesus, I have reconciliation with you, my Father. By the blood of Jesus, every sin has been placed in remission in my life. I am a new creation, created in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away, and all things are made new. By the blood of Jesus, every plague must pass over and cannot be on me or my family. By the blood of Jesus, I have bold access to the throne room of grace, where I find mercy, grace, and help for my assignment, my dominion mandate on this earth. By the blood of Jesus and the word of my testimony, I overcome. By the blood of Jesus, the accuser of the brethren is cast down forever, and there is no condemnation in my life. By the blood of Jesus, my conscience is purged. My robes are made white, and I will always be the glorious church without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish. When you come for me, I receive the juice now in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Glory be to your name, Jesus. Now, I did that on purpose so that all of you could see. This is what the Holy Spirit instructed me to do. This is right off of our website. All you got to do is go to SamuelJCottle.com. You can see that this is what the page looked like. Click on the communion tab. Let me go back one here. It says the website. You just go to the top right here. Click on communion. And it takes us right here to the communion service. And I'm going to go in there and find a way to make those words a little bit larger to work for the phone better. But I think that worked pretty good in Jesus' mighty name. Now, you guys don't have to stay on and sing, but you're welcome to. Let's sing, Oh, How I Love Jesus. Oh, how I love you, Jesus. Oh, how I love you, Jesus. Oh, how I love you, Jesus. Because you first love me. Glory, hallelujah. How do I get out of this now? There we go. Stop the share. Well, I think that was really cool. Thank you, Jesus, for doing that and giving me that inspiration and then helping me get it done. In the mighty name of Jesus. Well, there you go. Anybody got anything left to say?
I do.
All right.
I'm so excited that you did this tonight because last night I was desiring to be able to do communion anytime. If I'm with you or if I'm not, if I can't be there or, you know, and
right
now I have it right there.
Right there on the website. Just click on the tab and I'm going to add some more to it tonight, too. I think I can get there. Sister Lisa was showing me how to get there. I can add some more to it. And I'm actually going to make a little mini book out of our communion service so that you can carry it in your purse and carry it with you everywhere you go. So keep your faith on that. That's a little bit more work than just saying it. But God sent us a blessing in Donna Howie Schubeck, and she's good about this stuff, so... Thank you, Sister Donna. We love you. Now,
thank you, Sister Donna.
And thanks for coming over and praying with me. Andre, Brother Dan, thank you guys. Appreciate it. Thank you, everyone, for being a part. Amen. Sister Rebecca said, I bless your sleep and may you wake up refreshed. Now, I'm going to pray for all the moms. Father, right now, in Jesus' name, we bless all of our mothers. Now, a bunch of them's in heaven. And let me see who's making the noise here. There we got it. We bless all of our mothers. We bless the mothers and the grandmothers and the great-grandmothers and the great-great-great-great-grandmothers, however old you are. We bless you today. We bless all the new mothers and all those hoping to be a mother. And looking forward to that day when they can hold that little baby in their arms. And we bless them now in Jesus' mighty name. Father, may our mothers get a good night's sleep. And as you said in the book of Joel, that on the handmaidens, you were going to pour out your spirit and they would prophesy. So, Father, on our handmaidens tonight, Brother Scott, welcome. On our handmaidens tonight, pour out your spirit on the sons and the daughters. They'll prophesy. On my men servants and my maid servants, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they will prophesy. I speak it over every one of these tonight, that the life of God is living on the inside of you, in the mighty name of Jesus. May all your children call you tomorrow and tell you that they love you. And for those of you who your mom's in heaven, make sure you call somebody else tomorrow, like a mother to you, and tell her Happy Mother's Day, and it'll be a blessing to you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Yeah, thank you, Rebecca. Happy birthday to Dr. Barkley today. This is his 70th birthday. And just so you know, I wouldn't say that out loud too much, because he's going to be an eternal 40, I think. But anyways, we bless you, and may tomorrow be a wonderful day for you. We'll see you tomorrow at noon for an hour of faith. Probably be back in Hardee's, I would think. We'll be there for an hour. You're welcome to be with us. But we also know, if you're with your kids tomorrow, then may God richly bless you and your family in all of your Mother's Day deal. My mom's a long ways away, so I'm going to be rejoicing with all the moms that are here with me in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen and amen and amen. And our closing verse.
Y'all come back now here.
Amen. That's our closing verse right there. Our closing verse, and Father, in honor of our dear mother, sister, fellow COFer, always helping us with this. Now unto him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen and amen and amen. Brother Roger, did you give me a testimony in the comments that you haven't even had any pain or anything today? What did you say about your fall?
Well, as you know, I had a slip and fall yesterday. And I damaged my right elbow. I showed my granddaughter, and she goes, "It looks like it's healing up." But since you prayed, no pain at all.
That's our God.
Amen.
Amen. You guys, if we don't just hang up, we're going to just keep staying here.
Okay, another thing about the this gentleman that was in a tank court. And at the time, I think it was the first where they were battling against this, what the heck's his name? The first Iraqi conflict.
Yeah.
Came down with radiation poisoning because they were using artillery shells in the tanks that were filled with atomic radiation.
My.
So I've been praying for him.
Yeah, and that's a good word for anybody. If you know anybody in any of these modern day wars that's having a bunch of horrendous battle with their health, then you know, I would like to say every VA will help you, but not every VA will help you. But you keep working and looking, somebody will finally get you some help. And if that's you, and you know this is military connected, then make sure if you're in trouble, you get us, because Brother Roger or I or somebody here will help you get connected and get all the care that you need. And most of all, come get connected with us, because in Jesus' mighty name, we speak healing and life in your body, and you don't have to live bound by that another day of your life at all.
Mm-hmm.
And
let me interject something. VA is not the veteran's friend.
No.
I fought them people for 8 years. I finally had to go to court. And not my words, but the judge's words. He had documents for 8 years of me going over 8 years that I was going to VA. And he says, because I couldn't stand up at the time, he says, you're effed up. I see no reason why VA should not grant you your disability claim.
Huh.
I finally got it.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Saying to the veteran, no. So they go ahead and they deny your claim. Do not get discouraged. Keep on fighting them.
Amen. And get involved, get us involved, because we'll get involved with you. And our prayers will cause us. I've prayed for a lot of men. And matter of fact, one guy, man, he was loading bombs on a jet, and the bomb didn't go up in the holder right, fell on him, broke his collarbone, went to the VA, and nobody did anything. And it was like 14 years later. And we actually got somebody in the VA that stood up and said, no, this guy deserves every bit of pay that's his to have. And he went from having fought them to where he lost everything to being 100% disabled, and then got back pay. And in Jesus' mighty name. All right. I am done because it is time to be done. And we still have another program to do yet tonight. So I call you guys blessed in Jesus' mighty name. And we'll see you tomorrow. May you have a wonderful Mother's Day.
It's only 23:30. But who's counting?
Happy Woo! Mother's Day to Leanne.
Yes, happy Mother's Day to Leanne. Brother Scott's here. Amen, Scott. Thank you for showing up, buddy. All right, we'll see you guys soon. Remember this, as we say every time we come here, we love you. Help me out, guys. And God loves you.
God loves you.
And
Jesus is Lord.
See you soon.
Love to all.
Love you too, Roger.
Love you too.
God bless you, man.